Good morning.
Who is this? Is Mary Lou?
No, this is Karen.
Hi, Karen. This is Jeannie Zidane in Phoenix, Arizona.
Hi, Jeannie. You're in Phoenix, huh?
I am.
That's where I was born and raised.
Really?
Uh-huh. I went to Creighton Grade School, and about the time I was to go to high school, we moved out to Queen Creek, and I went to Chandler at that time.
Okay.
Yeah, so, yeah, that's my old stomping ground.
How neat. Now, where are you, Karen?
I live in Clealum, Washington.
Okay, yeah, I thought you were in Washington.
Yeah.
I listen in from time to time.
Okay, yeah. Well, it's good to have you on the call.
Glad to be here, thanks.
Yeah, so what's your weather like down in there? Oh, I've got a grandson on a mission down there right now. He's in Coolidge.
Okay.
And I just really get a big kick out of the fact that my grandson is all over the places where I used to trek when I was a kid.
Sure, I bet you do.
Yeah, it's kind of fun.
It's nice today. The sun's out. It's a little chilly, but, you know, we're going to be warm. So I don't even want to talk about it because I know you guys are pretty chilly.
What do you call chilly?
Well, for us, it's probably in the upper 40s, maybe 50 right now.
Okay. Gotcha. That is cool.
That's but we're going to get to the upper 70s today, so.
And what part of Phoenix do you live in?
I'm in the north part, like Tatum and Bell Road.
Yeah, tell me again.
Tatum and Bell Road.
Okay. Do you know that when I was a young girl going to Creighton, I once got on my bicycle and rode out to Camelback Road, and I was in the middle of the orchard, and I was drawing pictures of Squaw Peak.
Oh, I bet it was beautiful.
What was that?
It must have been beautiful then, too.
You know, as a child, I wasn't paying attention to it. I just, you know, I wanted to do something adventuresome, and Mom said I could go off. And, you know, at these days, you'd never let your daughter go running off into the northern parts of, well, at that time, it was the northern parts. Now it's right in the middle of the city. But anyway, yeah, I have some fond memories of the Salt River Valley.
Oh, that's great. You know, they've dammed it up now, and they made a lake in Tempe called Tempe Town Lake.
You're kidding. When did they do that?
They did. It's been a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
And now it's like you can go canoeing on it. They've made it a big to-do. And
yeah.
They're building condos all along it.
Yeah, it seems like that when I've been down there, it seems like I remember there being a lake out there in Tempe. Yeah. Well, things have certainly changed. If my family would have had the foresight to have bought property when I was a child, oh my goodness, we would be all very rich right now.
I bet.
Well, do we have anyone else who's come on to the call?
Oh, this is Karen Hamill from Holland, Texas.
Hi, Karen. How are you?
Great. How are y'all?
We're just doing great. Are you having the kind of weather that Jeannie was talking about in Arizona, with it being a little coolish in the 40s?
Yes. Uh-huh. It's beautiful. Sun's out. Great day.
Uh-huh. I love it. Well, I'm up in the top of the Cascade Mountains, and, well, not in the very top, because we're about 30 miles from the summit. But we still have piles of snow around, although we've been having beautiful weather. It's even gotten up into the 40s.
Wow.
But last night when we were coming home, I believe our car temperature was saying outside that it was 17 or 19 degrees.
Wow.
Yeah, well, we've had it down, at zero this year, but that's nothing unusual. You know, we get that all the time.
So you mean the thermometer actually does go into double digits?
Yes.
Karen, could
you have, Nancy.
Karen, could you start four, please?
I shall, Nancy.
Thanks. I think it's 1 degree here, so at least we have a degree.
And if all the rest of you want to do so, why? We would love that. Can you hear me now, Nancy?
Thank you.
Okay. Now, what's the weather like in your neck of the woods?
Bitter cold, but at least it's not snowing today, so that's a plus.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I'm just hoping that, in fact, we have had very slow melting, but it has been melting, and we're thrilled over it that it's going slow.
Yeah.
So that we don't get some big flooding.
Right. That's always a challenge.
Yep. You always want that snow for the summertime, but you hope it doesn't come off too quick.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
Okay. Anybody else on the call? Do any of you guys want to report points at this point, at this time?
Bonnie, Minnesota, I have an 8.
Bonnie. Oh, it's good to hear your voice.
Mm-hmm. Karen Hamill, I've got an 8.
Okay. Now, that's Karen in Texas.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay.
How are you feeling, Karen? Jean in Texas, and I have 9.
Now, who is this in Texas?
Jean Brock. I'm in Austin.
Oh.
Good for you, Jean.
You've got a 9.
Thanks. First time in a few days, so.
Very good. Okay. Anyone else that wants to report points? Okay. We've got 2 8s and a 9, and that means that you're all doing quite well. I want to know, Jean, first, when did you come on to the program?
Well, for the last year I did it and did real well. Well, no, I wasn't doing it on the calls, though, but I was doing the lifestyle program and the body balance when it first started. When was that, last March?
Uh-huh.
And did really well and then got kind of sidetracked. And so now for a while here, I am home in the daytime for the first time in a long time. So I really need the motivation from the calls, and they've been great. So I just started again last week.
Oh, we're happy for you. And do you know what? I think we can all get sidetracked, and I think that's one of the greatest values of this call, is that it helps us to stay focused. And we get all that wonderful support and all the knowledge that you gain. Every time I'm on the call and I listen to everybody, I learn things that I didn't know before.
Oh, I've learned so much, and I always think I know quite a bit about nutrition, but I've learned so much just this last week. As far as pointers go, it's been great.
Isn't that neat? Okay, well, we appreciate you sharing. Now, Jean, tell us, is there any difference in how you feel now as to the way you felt before a year ago?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Definitely, in spite of more energy from other Nikan products, definitely more energy. And just this last week, what it's doing for me is the accountability. And if I write something down and have to check it off, I really hate leaving that blank. So I've really been better, especially about the exercise. I've really gotten off track there for the first time in years, this last few months. And I really, yesterday, for instance, it was gorgeous outside, but I had some commitments in the house. And it got to be late, so what I did is throw my cardio strides and go up and down the stairs to the second story and out to the backyard and down the steps and around. I did that for 30 minutes, and I thought, okay, if I hadn't had to check it off in there, I bet I wouldn't have done that.
I love that. Thank you for sharing that. I'll bet all of you can really relate to what she's saying, that it's that accountability and the being able to know that if you check it off, you just feel good about what you've done. That's great. Do you feel any different physically? I guess you kind of covered that, but for those who might be listening in and want to know, well, what is the use or the worth of doing all of this? Do you have anything to share with them?
Well, just again, I think it's probably kind of personal. Not everybody may be like a list maker like I am, and I mean, I've even been known, if I do something that's not on my list, for the day to put it on so I can cross it off. So it really is the accountability for me, I think.
That's great. Thank you for sharing. Well, Bonnie, you have an 8. Tell us about what's been happening for you that you achieved that.
Okay, I had to unmute again. Let's see. Well, I have a wellness home, and what's really important for me is to keep in the zone, the pH balance, because when I go off of it, I don't feel good. I can tell right away, even, you know, before I eat the next meal, I don't feel well, so.
Isn't that something?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I need the exercise for the energy, too, but I take all of that I need, you know, the burn, the cleanse, all that.
Uh-huh. Very good. Well, thank you for sharing.
Mm-hmm.
And Karen, down there in Texas,
yes.
Tell us, you've got an 8. Do you notice anything different with the way you're feeling and the way your life has been going?
Yes, I do. I've been a lot more energetic, and can you hear me okay? I'm traveling.
Yes.
Okay.
We hear you fine.
A lot more energetic, and like Bonnie, when I mess up and eat too many carbs and don't balance it in the zone, I suffer with a lot of physical discomfort. So that's motivating in itself. But the one thing I'm struggling with really is getting the right amount of water and journaling. I've been traveling a lot since I started the program about 10 days, 2 weeks ago, and so which has been good in one way, but I haven't been around the house with, you know, cookies in the cupboard, and I know we shouldn't have those there, but we have an autistic son who shouldn't have them either, but you kind of have to pick your battles. And so water and journaling has been my downfall, why I don't have a 10. I was wondering if anybody knows, just off the top of their head, I can go home and measure it, but I'm not home. So I was wondering if anybody knew how many ounces are in the travel the Pymag water sip cup, the flip top.
If I remember correct, and all of you can pitch in on this, I think it's about 2.5 cups of water.
Okay.
Am I right on that, you guys?
I thought it was 20 ounces.
Yeah, I think you have to drink about 4 of those if you're going to get 10 glasses in.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I've had trouble keeping track, and I thought maybe if I got, like, for instance, if I got 4 rubber bands, you know, then every time I drank one, I could put a rubber band around it, and that would kind of help me figure out how many more I needed to do. But that's been a challenge, trying to figure out how much water I've had and what I need.
Yeah, that's a smart approach. You know, when you're at home, you know, Ruth talked about having the beans that you drop into a cup or take out of the cup, whichever, and that would help you. I have a large, it was a container that my daughter-in-law got at a hospital, and I did, and it'll hold 4 8-ounce glasses of water. And I didn't like, the logo from the hospital on there, so I did some decoupaging and covered it over with some cute little symbols and all. And it's really quite a little cute glass of water. And I fill that thing up in the morning. That's one of the first things I do. And then I just sit there and work on it. And I figure that I've got to have 2.5 of those down by the time I, you know, go to bed at night. And the thing is, it has a lid that I can clamp down on it. And then it has the little straw. And it's perfect for me for going around the house. If it gets dumped over, it doesn't get on anything. And I love it. It's just been very effective for me. But I still have to keep tabs of how many times I've filled that up during the day.
Right.
One thing that Dr. Pedersen had brought up was to, first thing in the morning, drink 1.5 quarts of water. So that really, it makes a big dent in what we need to drink during the day.
That's interesting that he says that. I have a daughter who's really researched water and all of this that affects her health. She has some health challenges. And she said, Mother, if you drink a whole bunch all at one time, it's like the monsoon rain.
Well, he said no more than 4 glasses at a time.
Uh-huh.
And we don't want to get into a situation where we're going to become toxic to our bodies with water. But first thing in the morning, and it's amazing, when I first started doing this, that I didn't run to the bathroom immediately.
Really?
Sometimes it was a couple of hours. So that, you know, my cells are saying thank you, I think.
Well, that's wonderful. Well, my daughter, every time she sees me drinking a whole bunch at a time, she says, Mother, now you think about it. The monsoon come all at one time, just drenches, you know, the land, washes away a lot of stuff. Maybe that's the whole object. But then she says it's the rainforest that has that continual moisturizing. And so anyway, just, you know, a thought there.
Mm-hmm. Well, most of us haven't drunk during the night. I do when I get up in the middle of the night. I take my pills, but yeah, so that's a long period for some of us to go without hydrating a little bit.
Yeah, that's what I do. I always take my calcium in the middle of the night when I know that it will get absorbed at its best.
Now, that's interesting because somebody on TV this morning said you should take calcium with food for better absorption. So isn't that interesting?
Yeah, it is.
Or what the answer is.
I wonder why they said that, because everything I've ever read says that it's better, your body will assimilate it better. But, you know, I'm not an expert. I don't
know.
I'm just going by what I've learned over time. And so I always take it during the night, and then the first thing in the morning when I wake up, I have my liver support right there at my bathroom sink, and I take it immediately. And so I'm, you know, I have water through the night and very first thing when I wake up. So, yeah. Anyway.
Karen?
Yes.
This is Sherry. Hey, I just measured the water. Hi. I had a 9, and I just measured the water in the water bottle.
Uh-huh.
It was 24 ounces.
Oh, wow.
And you can still get, yeah, and you can still get the filter in.
Oh, my goodness. That's more than I thought it was there.
And that's more than I thought it was, too. In fact, I looked again and I checked 3 times to see, because I filled the 32 ounce and then poured into the bottle, and 12 ounces were left. Oh, so it's not 24. I'm thinking 36. So it's 20 ounces.
Yeah, 20 ounces is what I thought was in there. Well,
You were right.
Very good.
What I've started doing with the bottle, like if we're going out for dinner, I'll fiddle with it at home from my Pimeg or from the optimizer so that I don't have to put it through the filter as often. But at least I have it available if I want additional water at the restaurant.
Yeah, that's me.
I love traveling with that thing because you never have to be taking the bad water.
Mm-hmm.
When I go to restaurants, they'll give me a glass of water with ice, but I always, you know, if my bottle is empty, I dump it all in there, and then I have cold water, but it's also, it's not optimized, but at least it's filtered properly, and but I can't help but think that if you're carrying it in the magnetic tote, that that tote, you know, the magnetism in there is quite strong, and I would think it would be tearing apart the water particles and make it so that they're more efficiently absorbed into the system. That's my reasoning. I don't know if all of that is factual, but that's the way I look at it. But anyway, let's see. I wanted to know, is there anyone out there that has a question that maybe some of us would be able to answer for you? If you're listening in and you have a question, we would love to hear what it is that you would like to know about. Okay, everybody's very smart today. Let's go. I don't know where, do all of you know where Ruth left off yesterday from the book?
She was on zinc.
She was on zinc.
Calcium, yeah.
I was hoping that you were still in the nutritional.
Yes, yes.
Because I had an experience this last week that just blew my mind. We have the flu going on here in Cle Elum. I have several friends, and I have a daughter in North Dakota that has just been so sick with this, and I mean sick, sick. And this one friend of mine, hers went into strep throat, and then she shared it with her husband, and now she has shared it with her mother, who's in her 80s. And I've really worried about them because of how the flu can affect an older person. And I had been in their home several times and around her and around many others who were being carriers. And I was hoping that I wouldn't get it, and I didn't until, I'll have to make a confession, I went and had some sugar, and I know that my body is extremely sensitive to it, but this one night I thought, I've just got to have this treat, and so I did, and do you know, coincidence? I don't think so, but I began to get really, I was feeling terrible. It was last Thursday, and I went over to the church to do my exercising, and I just couldn't stay. And I told my daughter, I said, you know, I'm headed for home. And so I went back home, crawled into bed, and but this is what I did. I started taking extra. I took 5. Don't think I'm crazy. I took 5 echinacea, I took 4 immunity, and I took the Siaga, and was drinking that Siaga, and I don't mean the 2 ounces they recommend. You know those little small Dixie cups, the little ones. I filled it almost to the top, and I drank 4 of those throughout the day, and I took the immunity 4 times through the day. Everything. I just really took it. And you know, by evening time, I was feeling really decent. And my husband says, you're feeling better, aren't you? And I said, yep. And then the next morning, I was still just a tiny bit. I could feel a little scratchy throat and all. I went and boned up on it all that day. And do you know that I absolutely never got that terrible flu? And I cannot tell you how thrilled I am, first, for the knowledge of what we have here, and secondly, for the fact that we have access to it. You know, not too long ago we studied in the week in the zone that those who are on this way of eating do not get the flu and do not get sick as easily as others do. And, boy, that is really, really true. But anyway, have any of you had some experiences with the nutrition that lets you know how it is impacting your body?
I had about the same experience, Karen. I won't go into all the details because it pretty much mirrored your story. A friend of mine was sick, and I started to get sick, and some of my grandkids have been sick, and I got it just a tad, but it never developed.
Isn't that something? And what did you do?
I mainly did just what I'd been doing, but the immunity.
Ah.
And just really bumped the immunity up. I ran out of the Aga, terrible thing to do, but anyway, it's on its way. But so I just bumped up the immunity. I think I did 9 that first day. And then maybe 9 the second day. I don't remember for sure because that was about a week and a half or 2 weeks ago. But and I did lose my voice one day. But I just, you know, I didn't get that cough that I usually get. I didn't get. So. And actually, I realized from the air purifier. Ever since I've had the air purifier, I haven't got my yearly bronchitis.
Oh.
But I just realized that this last week.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yeah.
Oh my goodness. That's worth a lot.
Yeah.
Well,
I think so too.
To think that not only do we have these things, but we have an opportunity to be educated about the things that will really impact our health. So we need to really be utilizing them and sharing them with others so that they understand how to stay healthy. This friend of mine whose mother is ill now, I'm going to go visit her today and try and help her to see the value of having some of these things on hand.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know. Are there any of you others who've had some experience with the nutrition? You know, Dr. Zier says that it's a cheap insurance policy to have these things on hand. And, boy, I am with that all the way. Now, you know that I am 68 years old, and I take 5 calcium a day, and like you know, I take them in the middle of the night. And on page 144, it talks about calcium. It says, if you've been told that calcium is necessary for strong bones. No, it says you have been told that it's necessary for strong bones. Since 99% of the calcium in your body is in your bones, but it's also needed to control muscle contraction and nerve conduction. Dairy products, including cheese, are without a doubt the best sources of calcium. Our national fat phobia has made most dairy products persona non grata, whatever that means, forcing many women to go out and get calcium supplements, which I believe in. But dairy products aren't the only source of calcium, because broccoli, cauliflower, green leafy vegetables, and calcium precipitated tofu also provide these important minerals. And his prescription for calcium is 500 to 1,000 milligrams per day. And I think to get it through the natural sources is, of course, your optimum way. But, you know, you never know how to measure how much calcium is in your broccoli. But, you know, if you're supplementing, be sure to eat lots of broccoli and all of these good things, the green leafy vegetables. But do that supplementation, and you're just creating an insurance policy for yourself. And then zinc.
Can I just add something on calcium, Karen?
Yes, please.
Women who have gone through menopause need more than a thou.
Yeah, which I have, and so I know that they have done bone density tests on me because of my, I have a prosthesis in my arm from a car accident. And they come back and tell me that my bones are in great condition. Now, I think that's saying a lot, because I had a complete hysterectomy in my late 40s. And that would put me at high risk. Mm-hmm. And I don't have a problem that way.
I think the cardios also help.
I'm sorry, what?
The cardios also help.
Oh, yes. Yes. Resistance and exercise build strong bones, and you've got to address that. Another thing that we didn't talk about, I'm assuming he's going to talk about it at some point, although I'm looking at this book and I don't see it in headlines, but calcium, we now know that it is absorbed into the body when there is magnesium present, which I think is a really good piece of information, since NECAN, when you pick up their calcium bottle and you look at it, it has the trace minerals, it has the magnesium in it. So it's extremely important that you get those balances. Any other comments that any of you would like to put in here? Well, he talks about zinc, and if you're going to supplement with zinc, then 15 milligrams per day should be sufficient. He said good sources of zinc are chicken, beef, fish, oatmeal, and nuts. Well, I must have plenty of zinc in me, because I eat tons of almonds. That's my favorite nut. I shouldn't say tons, because then I'm... But anyway, you know what I mean. That's my nut of choice. And then they talk about selenium. Another important mineral is selenium, which is an essential component of the enzyme known as, and I cannot pronounce this, GLU. Any of you know what that is?
Uh-huh.
Glutathione
perfumin.
No, glutathione. Now, if you hung around that one.
Maybe it's glutathione, maybe.
Something. It's on page 145, if any of you want to check this out. And then there's another name with it, but it reduces excess free radicals.
Huh.
So this is important for you to understand. If you want to stay healthy, you need to have that selenium. This is why selenium supplementation is useful in cancer treatment and prevention. Food sources higher on the food chain tend to be rich in selenium. These include seafood, beef, nuts are also rich in selenium. There goes my almonds again. My prescription for selenium is, I advise, supplementation of 200 micrograms per day. And L something else is your best store-bought choice for maximum selenium absorption. And I will spell that out for you. It's capital L-S-E-L-E-N-O-M-E-T-H-I-O-N-I-N-E. And he says that's your best source of selenium. Coronium is a part of the biochemical complex known as glucose tolerance factor. This complex makes insulin more effective in driving blood glucose into cells for utilization. See, our body was designed to have all of these things present. If we're not eating properly, and then also making sure that we have these trace minerals in our diet, we're in trouble. And down at the bottom of the coronium, he says, my prescription is if you choose to supplement your diet with coronium, I suggest taking approximately 200 micrograms per day. And then he goes on, he says, exotic and not so cheap supplements. This last group of vitamins is interesting, but only if you have money to spare. It includes lycopene. I don't know how to say these words. L-E-U-T-I-N, and then there's this CoQ10, and then another one that I don't know how to pronounce.
I'm sorry.
I never learned phonics well. So here we are. You guys just get out your book and read on page 145 and 146, and you'll get it. Anyway, he says all of these are exotic antioxidants. And then he talks about those in detail, and I'm going to skip through that. And he talks about supplementation for vegetarians. Be sure that those of you who are being strict vegetarians, you need to read this section on supplementation for vegetarians. Anyway, and he talks about vitamins B12 and all of the others. And, you know, once again, if you can get these nutritional items through eating naturally, that is the most ideal. But none of us know how much is in each thing that we're eating. So it's important that you do your supplementation so that you're giving your body the most optimum opportunity to stay healthy. And let's face it, we sure like to be healthy. I don't like this idea of dragging around and almost getting the flu. That's not the way to go. But anyway, do any of you have something you'd like to add to all of this?
I like that he has the summary of recommendations on page 148.
Yes, he does. That summary is very important. And all of you need to study that and look at that. We're not going to go through it. Char, if any of you are on the call tomorrow, tell Char that we started in on Chapter 11, Fine-Tuning the Zone. And that is an important factor or important information, and all of you will want to maybe study it a little bit ahead of time so that tomorrow, when Char is carrying on the discussion, you can have some input from the things that you've gleaned from the book. So look at that and see what you can learn, and then come back onto this call and share it with everybody, because it's so important, the things that we learn from each other. You know, Ruth and Char and myself and Mary Lou and... Oh! Who's our...
Monty?
Monty, thank you. I'm embarrassed. Oh, anyway,
that's okay. We all do that.
We're not the last word, you know. All of you have things to share to help all of us. I've just learned so much from everybody on this call, and I just appreciate all of you for the things that you bring on here in the way of information. So tomorrow, you guys come boned up and read a little bit in Chapter 11 and be ready to share this fine-tuning of the zone. Because you know what? That is how you will really enjoy your optimum health. After sleeping on the mattress, drinking all the excellent water, using your cardio strides, taking all your nutrition and breathing the good fresh air that the air purifier gives us, then you need to be sure that you're fine-tuning this way of eating. And you're just going to love how you feel. My daughter is so excited about the fact that her mother has given up sugar outside of my little slip back last week. But because I've given that up, she says that all her children are learning from her from their grandmother about how to be eating properly. And, you know, that's what we're all about. We want to not only learn for ourselves, but we want to pass it on to the generations after us. And they're never going to learn it if you and I don't get it down. So, I shouldn't say they're never going to learn it, but they will learn it at a faster level by what you teach them with your example of what you're doing. Are there any other questions or any other comments that will help this group? Yeah. You're all smart, and this call is ended for today.
Thank you, Karen.
Oh, thank you all for being on it and for sharing. Have a great day.
Thanks, Karen. You too. Bye, everybody.